Baby Bus.
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories, The Enchanted Forest. Have you heard of a curious and friendly girl named Susie?
Hi, I'm Susie.
Oh, you haven't met yet? Well, tonight, you will. She loves adventures, so you will have lots of fun together.
Hey, Susie, you have a big day tomorrow, so you need to go to sleep early.
That's Susie's dad. Susie had a big day the next day. She was going to the park with her dad, so she needed to go to bed a little early today.
Are you ready for bed, Susie?
Not yet. I need to brush my teeth.
Susie was brushing her teeth, putting on her comfy pajamas, taking a sip of water, and getting under the covers, getting ready for a night of dreams.
Well done, Susie. Good night.
I love you, Dad. Good night.
I love you too, dear. Sweet dreams.
But tonight, before Susie drifted off to sleep, something strange started to happen.
What is happening?
Susie's bed was shaking, and a bright light filled the room. The light was coming from the mirror in her room.
Whoa!
Are we there yet?
Yes, we made it.
In the mirror were three little silhouettes that looked like elves.
Who are you?
Suddenly, the three silhouettes popped out of the mirror. Oh, they really were elves.
Am I dreaming?
Not right now, Susie, you're not. We're really here.
How do you know my name?
We heard that there is a human who loves dreams and adventures. We got curious because we love adventures too.
And making new friends. We heard that you're a very funny human, so we want to play with you.
Calm down, you two. One thing at a time. Susie, we're elves from the Wishing Star Kingdom. Just like everyone in the kingdom, we love to play and explore it. Sometimes, we hear about humans that have the same sense of adventure as ours. So, we invite them to the kingdom to play. Would you like to come?
Oh, a whole kingdom to play and explore? That sounds so fun. But I have a big day tomorrow.
Even though Susie really wanted to explore the kingdom, she also wanted to go to the park with her dad tomorrow.
It's still early. Come on, Susie, please.
You're right, Bon Bon, but let her decide. We can always come back another day.
I'll come with you. It's not like I'll stay for the whole night anyway. But first, what are your names?
I'm Maple. It's nice to finally meet you.
I'm Sweet and Lovely Bon Bon.
And I'm Choco.
Nice to meet you all. So, how do I come with you?
It's simple. You wish upon a star to access the kingdom. We'll go back and wait for you there.
Once Maple was done giving the instructions to Susie, the three elves hopped back into the mirror. Susie goes to her window and looked at the stars. She closed her eyes and made a wish.
I wish to access the Wishing Star Kingdom. Am I there?
Susie opened one eye, then the other. She was greeted by an amazing sight. butterflies flying above colorful fields of flowers, baby blue skies and cotton candy clouds, all sorts of friendly-looking creatures, and, of course, her three new elf friends.
Yes! You made it!
Wow! I love this place already!
You'll love the one we want to show you even more!
Yes, that's right! We're going to the Enchanted Forest! Doesn't it sound exciting, Susie?
Susie couldn't believe her ears.
Of course it does! Where is it? What does it look like?
I'll tell you. Close your eyes. Imagine this. Imagine an enchanted forest covered in soft, squishy moss. There are lots of teeny tiny fairies dancing around colorful flowers. And the forest is lit up by mushrooms that glow like tiny lanterns.
And that's not all. When you walk through the enchanted forest, it gives you your own magical powers. You can do anything. Jump like a frog, fly like a bird, or run like a cheetah.
Really? I can't wait to go and see what it gives me. Let's go now, please.
The four friends set off on their grand adventure.
Look, Choco, I found a shiny seashell.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Bon, Maple, come and see.
What's all the excitement about?
Did you find treasure, Susie?
It's not a treasure, but it's still special. I want to show you all what I found.
Susie proudly displayed the seashell to her friends, the patterns reflecting the moonlight.
It's like a tiny piece of the ocean in your hands.
You know, Susie, this seashell reminds me of something very important.
What is it, Maple?
Maple leaned closer to Susie, her eyes sparkling with wisdom.
You see, Susie, just like this seashell, every act of kindness and helping others is like a precious gem. It may seem small, but it has the power to brighten someone's day and make a big difference.
So by helping others, we can spread joy and happiness.
Let's find someone who needs our help and make their day brighter.
Inspired by Maple's wise words, Susie and her elf friends set off on a grand adventure through the Wishing Star Kingdom, looking for creatures. Finally, they reached the Enchanted Forest.
I wonder what kind of power the forest will give us.
We're not jumping high or running fast. What if we can make and control water? I've always wanted to have this power.
Susie focused her gaze on a patch of flowers and, with an exaggerated arm gesture, tried to make a stream of water for the flowers. However,
look, Susie, you made a path of flowers.
That's a cool power. Let me try too.
The four friends started creating flowery paths and patches together. Once they'd had enough fun, they resumed their adventure. As they journeyed through the enchanted forest, they stumbled upon a butterfly with droopy wings.
What's wrong, little butterfly? Why do you look so sad?
Oh, I've lost my way home and can't find my family. I'm all alone.
Oh no, poor butterfly.
Susie and her friends gathered in a circle, their heads close together, thinking of ways to help the lost butterfly.
We need to guide the butterfly back to her home. Butterflies love flowers, right?
I have an idea. Let's create a path of colorful flowers leading to her home.
And we can use our magic to make the flowers bloom with the sweetest nectar. That way the butterfly will want to follow the flowers all the way home.
Susie, Choco, Bon, and Maple worked together, creating a trail of the brightest, most beautiful, sweetest flowers to lead the butterfly back to her family.
Just follow the path, little butterfly. Your family is waiting for you.
Thank you all so much.
The little butterfly fluttered away happily, following the path of colorful flowers toward its home.
Go, little butterfly, you can do it!
As they watched the butterfly reunite with its family, Susie and her friends felt warm inside.
Yay! We helped the butterfly find her way home.
I love making other creatures happy.
Remember, Susie, helping others is like sprinkling magic everywhere we go.
And so, Susie and her friends continued their journey through the Wishing Star Kingdom, spreading kindness and lending a helping hand wherever they can. They learned that even the smallest acts of kindness can create ripples of love and joy.
I had such a good time helping other creatures today.
We had a great adventure today. I think it's finally time to go to bed, Susie. Close your eyes and imagine all of the beauty, joy, and excitement you've experienced tonight.
Bye, Susie. May your dreams be filled with wonder and your hearts be open to helping others.
See you tomorrow, Susie. Sweet dreams.
Susie closed her eyes. When she opens them again, she was back in bed. Susie thought about how much good and kindness she was able to do today by helping the little butterfly. With her heart full of happiness, she closed her eyes again and took a big breath. Soon, she was fast asleep, dreaming of new adventures and magical lands. Good night, little butterfly. Good night, Susie. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.